you've known it when before everything was knocked down, Loudoun Square oh, yeah. and all of that, and now, what did it feel like? They knocked it down.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Did you know the, what was he? Dan Levy, his name was. Mm-hmm. I think he was a councillor or something. You know, if he was down there, he'd pop in to my mother's, and he'd say they were sorry after.
Yeah.
You know, they pulled them all down. They were sorry.
There were some wonderful houses. Loudoun Square was glorious.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my dad used to say all the captains, and when he first came here, it was all captains and that living in Loudoun Square. You know, from the seamen, like, you know.
Yeah.
The sea, they used to be captains of sea, you know. And they had these houses, steps going up to the houses before they pulled them all down.
With your extended family, all of the sports stars. I mean, you know, it seems like every single one of them was a sports star.
That's it, that's it. But of course, I mean, with the prejudice and stuff, they couldn't play for Wales.
No.
None of them. I bet they were sorry after.
Well, yeah, oh. you had talent like Johnny, who went north, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to look up my brother. He was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good. They said, because when he passed, a lot of them come down from Yorkshire.
Mm.
And then one of them was given a eulogy, you know, in the church. And he said, no one has passed him yet for goals.
No.
Johnny. Yeah. And they loved Billy Boston up there in Wigan.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. They adore them up north.
Uh-huh.
And Cardiff don't even honour them.
No.
And there can only be a couple of reasons for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So, what about you and family? You said you had your boy Craig.
Yes.
So, what about Craig your family?
Craig passed away.
Right.
He was only 40, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, love. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, everybody loved Craig.
Yeah.
Had a good education, but he wanted to be in the airline, you know.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the airline. And then he went in the airline after. Yeah, and he liked it.
Right.
And everybody loved Craig. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's a...
I got my knee.
There are sad times and there are good times.
Oh, yes, yes. And Laura's my friend. She said she was talking to you, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Laura. I talked to her, was it yesterday? Yesterday, I think it was.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday morning I talked to Laura.
But you must have talked to her before that.
Only to arrange a time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I went to Laura's wedding. I was 14. Yeah. I was 14 when Laura got married. I went to a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
But it's...
Laura's a good mate, yeah.
But so much has changed, doesn't it, kid? I mean, in terms of what kids now have compared to what we might remember. You know, our rule, the things we could do, the things we were able to do, you know, go out on the beginning of the day if it wasn't a school day, and off you went all day.
Yes. I was talking to Eleanor, and I was saying when we went to school, you had to go in the snow, you had to, none of them closed. The schools didn't close like they do now. Anything happened, the schools closed. That one like that. We used to come home, oh my God. In all kinds of winds and weathers.
Yep.
But now today, they close it. bit of snow. We used to go when it was high. They never cold for salt without school.
That just meant playtime was more fun.
Yeah. And then you come in crying, and you said,
soaking wet. Those
snowballs. Said, I know you're going to come in crying.
Yeah. And you, even if you were the one who threw the first one.
Yes. Did Laura tell us she worked in the Colonial Centre?
Yeah, she did. She did.
We were good days. I said, we never had a lot, but we were happy. My mother always said that. And then they used to say, oh, ma'am, so-and-so. They had bikes for Christmas, and they sat near there.
Yeah.
Mama slapped her hands on the table. She said, there's your bike. Those people don't bloody eat. She always do that. Mind you, oh, God. We had a good upbringing. There was five of us. Right. And then my father went to sea, and then my mum used to take us all to the shelters in the night, you know, the arid shelters.
Ah, because you remember the Second World War. I mean, you were young.
Oh,
then,
yeah. I was, let me see. I was seven.
Right.
When the war started, yeah.
What do you remember of it, Ken?
Everything. The bombing and... Well, then that's what... You know, we'd be in the shelter. And then we knew we were going there, you know what I mean? Mm. In the night. And it was on Butte Road, all the shelters. And then this, because Mama had five of us.
Yeah.
And I just was little. And my mother had it on the lap, and the tears was running from my mother's eyes onto Iris. She was a bag of that one. I said, oh, Mom, what's all this water running on me? Mama said she was thinking about, oh, what if I go home and the house is bombed? You know what I mean? What am I going to do to my kids? Like, you know, she said that. And that's how my mother then, and the woman next to my mother said, oh, that's a cigarette, love. My mother said, oh, I don't smoke. Yeah. I never smoke. Oh, I have one. She said, well, calm your nerves. So the next night, my mother said, oh, I'll buy a packet of cigarettes to give the woman, you know, I'm back. She said, oh, I didn't want it back. And I said, started my mother smoking.
People,
but she ate them. She ate them.
People used to think it was good for them.
But then, when she was 80, the doctors would keep on to her. I forgot Lab Doc was there.
Yeah.
You know, because of her chest and that, and her lungs and that. And he said, oh, Mrs. Freeman, you've got to stop smoking. So she said, oh, yes, I will. He said, you said that last time. And then when she stopped, she was 80. Mm. And he said, oh, your chest and this and that. Well, Mama didn't do bad. She didn't pass us in 94.
Right.
So that was good going, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But and she finished smoking when she was 80. And then my father and me, Dad used to go upstairs and smoke. And I used to go in the kitchen. And she'd say, look, I'm not spoiling your enjoyment because I finished. Right. You know what? After she finished smoking, for a while she said... After the meal, she used to put up the ashtray. Oh, we used to laugh. You see, what's the shit? It's habit. It's a habit, she said. But it kept on and on and on for my mother.
Yeah.
Because you could smoke on the buses then, and then we'd have the cigarette going to Landock on the bus, you know, to sit at the back. And we'd have the cigarette the two of us going to Landock. And she was 80 then. And we got there and he said, oh. And that was the last cigarette she had. That was good going, mate.
Yeah.
To stop just like that.
Yeah, but, you know, strong women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my nan always used to say, the men can think, but the women run the community.
That's it.
We just let the men pretend, she used to say.
Yeah.
Still true.
That's it.
What about the way, one of the things a lot of people have talked about is manners and the way people have always respected older people, auntie and uncle.
Oh yes. Because a girl says we run, imagine being this again or one of the jobs I had. She says we Carl, you've got some auntie, haven't you? I said no. I said we knew him good and we didn't need to call him by their first name. And so we used to call him auntie.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, should I thought to myself, gosh, you got some auntie. But I said that's how he was, you know.
Yeah, it's respect, yeah. You know.
You, of course.
As a child, and you couldn't call them by their first name. You know?
No. But as I said, nobody had loads of money or nothing like that.
Nah.
You know what I mean? But you still had a good life.
Yeah.
When we were kids. Yeah, my father went to sea. And he had, I always remember, Billinkey, the fella that was in charge down the dock with the ships and that, because he used to come up and he'd say, oh, John, this fella can't go. He said, would you take his place? So Dad said, well, I haven't got a lot of time. And he said, we'll catch a train at so-and-so. Anyway, Dad missed the train. And he came back and he got in touch with Bill. And he said, I missed the train. He said, I won't make it. So it's a good job he never really got blown up. The ship he would have been on.
Yeah. That's just the way your luck runs sometimes, isn't it?
He missed the train. And Dad said, oh, I'm telling him, I'm not catching the next one. Because he couldn't have done it anyway. He couldn't have gone. Because he would have missed the boat. And, he got blew up. He said we should be coming down whatever, what the river was, on Pacific or Atlantic or what. And bombs would be, he said they'd be ships on fire each side of him, you know, and they'd be going through. Oh, God, he said it was terrible. Because I know a lot of my friends lost their fathers.
Well, Laura was saying about her brother and... Because my granddad, he was from Barbados, and he was on the ships all the way through the First World War. He then became a miner just at the beginning of the Second World War. Because my nan said, you are not going again. Because you lived through one, you'll never live through another. She wouldn't let him go. And it's typical luck. You know, you can't be a merchant seaman, which is hard enough life. So what do? You become a miner.
Guess you get enough. Because in the war, we went to Aberavon number day.
Yeah.
Aberdare, and I got with my mother and I came back. A lot of us went.
I mean, you got more prejudice going into Cardiff once you were off the bay.
I'm telling you, we didn't know what that was when we were kids.
Nah.
You know, because everybody's grandmother down here was white. And everybody mixed. You didn't know until you went out to the, you know, out to the bay, what it was like.
I mean, without the bay, Cardiff, I always say, without the bay, Cardiff would have had no money.
No.
Because it was the work of all of those seamen and their families that made Cardiff rich.
Yes.
And yet they still look down on people.
Oh, yeah. But of course you didn't know it until you went out to the bay. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why they knocked down all the houses. Because it was like, oh, no, we don't want to... We now no longer need them kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but as the lady said...
Yeah.
The council said they could have done them up.
Yeah. And they'd have been worth money. They were better looking than some of the flats.
He said they were sorry.
Yeah.
Definitely. But they didn't do a map because they'd done them in other places.
Yeah.
Because I know I work with this woman and Bridgend or one of those places.
Mm.
And she said they put a caravan in the yard. Oh, they got it there, I don't know. And they lived in there until they'd done up their house.
Right.
Yeah, they could have done that in our street.
Instead, you know, they knocked down Arthur Bute Town and the Bay, and then and at the same time they knocked down Thompson Street and all of the docks around Barry.
In Barry.
Yeah. But that's the thing, isn't there? It's like you and me having a conversation and immediately there's someone who crossovers our lives.
That's it.
You know, and that's something that's missing nowadays. That, you know, if you talk to anybody who's from the Bay, you talk to anybody who's from Barry, particularly the merchant seamen's families, and their lives will overlap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll know somebody, or when I was a kid, I used to go out with the boys from the Bay all the time, and they'd come over the island
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were good days. They were good days.
Yeah, they were good people and they were good days. And that's all you could wish for, isn't it, really?
I know. And when you're a kid, you don't understand how some kids got this or that and the other, you know.
Yeah.
But, oh, we had a good life. Oh, God, there were five of us. And we had a good, good upbringing.
Who? You said you couldn't talk, but you did.
Ha ha. Oh, Christ, eh?
Yeah.
You just called because I came in. You didn't call this morning, did you?
No.
Somebody called, but it was a...
Someone's just passed away, so maybe that was it. Michael? Michael Dos Santos?
Oh, it is right then, is it? Because I heard that this morning.
I think he passed away.
He passed away. Yeah, because somebody called me this morning. So they said, don't repeat it there, just in case, you know.
Yeah, and that's what it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The trouble at the moment as well is, although we can clap from the side of the road, we can't have proper funerals. And one thing the Bay does, and Bute Town does, is proper funerals.
Oh my God, yes. Because when my brother died, and because he was living home then, he came back, and people come down from Yorkshire, you know, to the funeral, and they said we've never seen anything like it, you know, because we went to the club.
Yeah.
You know, we put on the food and everything. But they said, oh my God.
And people walking behind, you know, it's...
Yes. But of course, that's the last time I've seen Michael, the one that just died.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I've seen him.
Yeah.
And I felt a laugh with him because... used to shave his head, you know, bald.
Yeah.
And his sister lived in Audrey Square, and you had to go all the way up those steps, you know. So he came in, I was in the shop, and we were having a laugh and talking. And he said, oh, God, bloody, he said, those stairs, he said. When I came, he said, when I went to my sister's, because he said, I come out of the shop, he said, I had hair when I went in. He was as bald as he said, she's a great morning. He said, I had hair when I came in. And when I heard that this morning, he passed.
Yeah.
And my friend said, oh, don't say nothing because I don't know if it's right or not. Mm. You know, because you hear these rumours, you know?
Yeah.
But, somebody else told me when I was down the docks doing the shopping.
But the thing is, I always say, the only memory you should have of people, you know, it's those good moments.
Yeah.
You know, that, and I think that's why we celebrate a funeral. Yeah, you should actually, you don't mourn their passing, because we're all going to pass.
Yeah, of course.
And all you want is people to celebrate and remember the good times. Right, yeah. I've taken up loads and loads of your time, and I'm grateful.
I know,
I'm just saying,
thanks for the cup of tea.
Well, it's about time you had one. And if you were a decent person, you'd have made me one by now. Oh. But anyway. I'm going to go. Thank you, Beryl. I'm really, really grateful, kid. Yeah. Get yourself a cup of tea. Or better still, have a cup of coffee with some honey in.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, I love my honey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my honey is coming out of my own
tea. I tell you what, every morning, I have Weetabix or shredded wheat, right?
Yeah, I got a lighter.
And I put honey on it.
Oh, I love honey.
Oh, it's just...
Have you tried it in your coffee?
Oh, yeah, I have. Oh,
you have honey
God.
In your coffee?
Yeah. The doctor said to me, you're having too much sugar. You shouldn't have sugar. I said, okay. So I put honey on things.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had... And it's funny, from a kid, never had sugar in my tea. Never had sugar in my tea, ever. Yeah. From a kiddie. Yeah, because I didn't like it. Yeah, but they always have no sugar. But a lot of people now don't like sugar in their tea, do they?
No, but they have those sweetener things. I'd rather have a spoonful of honey, honestly.
I'd rather have
a spoonful of honey. I could taste sweetener. I don't like it.
No. In my coffee, I have honey.
Yeah.
And before I go to bed, I always make a hot chocolate. And I have honey and a drop of brandy.
I'll tell you what I've done for you today, right? Yeah. You're in lockdown, and I've taken your mind back, and you'll be thinking about that for the rest of tonight, and other stuff will appear in your head. And I'll tell you, you think of your mum, and you'll start to smile. And here you are again, you're doing it. I'm never going to get a cup of tea here, Beryl.
Let me tell you, well, when we were kids, there was no televisions and all that then. And we'd all be on the fire in the kitchen and listening to the radio.
Yeah.
You know, the stories on the radio. Oh, it'd be wonderful. We didn't know anything about televisions and all that when I was a kiddie.
I can remember when the first kid in our street in London, we were the second family. I have no idea where the telly came from, so we won't go into that. But we were the second family that had a telly in our street. And when someone got a telly, I tell you what, they regretted it, because their house was never empty.
I know. Well, we were like that. When because there was only two families that had a telly. There was our family, another family up the street. And then my sister and her husband bought it for my mother. It was only a little screen, black and white. And then this lady up the street used to come in, and another one on the other side of the road. And you couldn't sit in your front room because there was all people in there.
I mean, my mum used to make a huge pot of spaghetti bolognese on FA Cup final day. Literally a huge pot, because we had the telly, and I'd be there with a group of my friends. My brother Paul, who's 3 years older than me, be there with a group of his friends. Doors open, I'm cooking, come
that's
in
good.
And that's the way it is, and people don't get that's the way it was in Barry, that's the way it was in the Bay and Bute Town.
Of course it was. And I want my mother to give a dinner to somebody.
Yeah, because you never know what goes around comes around. There's times when we didn't have anything on the table, and someone else did, and so you help someone, they help you, and
and
no one was embarrassed because someone had to ask. That's the other thing I thought was good. You didn't have to go, any chance I could have you walk the dog, you best come at him and have something to eat, kid. Because everybody knew, who had no money, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Special.
Christ, yeah, well, I'm ready now for my tea.
Well, see, no, you're going to blame me? You're going to blame me now? That's not going to work. Right, I'm going
to
go.
Listen.
Right, I'm going, because you're never going to let me get off the phone. Well, I'm going before you. Right.
I got my throat.
I'll see you after lockdown, Beryl.
Okay, love.
Okay. Bye, love.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.